Fantastic.
Unfortunately, it's due to clean, healthy living.
Ah, well, that's the bad thing. I'm going to start with your RAF story, actually. Why did you join the RAF? Tell me that. Let's go right back to the beginning, shall we, while we've got a few
Right.
Minutes.
After I left school at 14 with no qualifications, I was kicked out of my first job, so we won't go into that.
Oh.
I then joined a company called Reynolds Typewriter Service and became apprenticed as a typewriter and office equipment mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I realised very quickly that it was a reserved occupation, believe it or believe it not, which I didn't want, because I realised that it was going to prevent me being called up. So at the age of 16, I found my birth certificate, I altered it, and I presented myself to the, what do they call it in those days, where you volunteered to go into the services.
You lied about your age, did you?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway, I volunteered for the Navy, and much to my surprise, I got in. And I duly received call-up papers some 3 or 4 weeks later to, with a railway warrant, to go to Portland Harbour and pick up a ship called, I think it was HMS Rotherham, which I did, and I had to stay on the boat for, you know, several weeks before they sent me to a shore establishment for training. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I was picked up by the military police, taken back, given my civilian clothes back and a warrant to come back home because they realised I was well underage. So my naval career only lasted for 2 weeks, unfortunately.
You got caught out, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
So, you know, I came home and had a few weeks respite and then volunteered for the RAF.
Why did you become a parachute instructor? Was it really just a way to, attract the ladies?
I have to admit, partly.
You were told, become a parachute instructor. The ladies love the parachute instructors.
Well, that's right. I was posted, I was told after I finished my initial training with the RAF, that I was going to be an instrument mechanic, and I was posted to Manchester Ringway, which was then the parachute training school, and I posted there to await the course. And whilst there, I came across these parachute instructors, you know, always very popular with the women. And then I found out they were in it. I think it was $1,600 danger money. I can't remember exactly.
$1,600 danger money.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought, well, you know, that's for me. So I volunteered and was accepted and duly became a parachute instructor.
It's a bit silly, though. What a silly job, throwing yourself out of planes with other people who have only just started throwing themselves out of planes and don't really know what they're doing.
But at that age, it's great fun, isn't it?
Of course it is, especially if you're getting $1,600 danger money and the women.
And the women in the evening, yeah. What more could a man want?
I don't think a man could want anything else, Peter. But was it? Did you have a great time there? Was it satisfying for you that time?
It was different.
Was it?
Yes, because after, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, because, you know, I mean, we're talking about 1944.
Yes.
A lot of water has passed under the bridge. I was duly posted then or attached to the parachute regiment and sent down to Aldershot to do ground training with the parachute regiment. Whilst I was there with them, I got involved in a bit of a fracas. I dropped with them into a particularly nasty zone, spent a couple of weeks rather unpleasantly, which I didn't like, so.
What do you mean? Where was the zone? Are you allowed to say?
Well, I was in Holland.
Yeah.
Something I'd prefer not to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there for a couple of weeks and managed to get out and got back home again. And I was then posted to, let me think. Yes, I was posted back to Ringway and then I was remustered, as they used to call it in those days. I suddenly lost my rank and was told that I was going to be an instrument mechanic, would you believe? So I was sent to Melksham to do the instrument mechanics course, which I did. Then I was posted, first of all, I had a posting up to Lincolnshire, then down to RAF, Upper Heyford, which at that time I actually had taken over the position of being the number one parachute and glider training school.
So how long were you in the RAF for after you ceased becoming a parachute instructor?
Well, I went in 1944 and finally came out in 1949.
49.
Yeah.
We're going to take some travel news now. It's a very busy travel morning. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you about About going blind, if you don't mind.
No, please do. That's what I came to talk about.
Yeah, and I'm also going to ask you about the Blind Veterans UK and the work you've done for them and representing them or that group at the Cenotaph, which must have been a great moment for you.
It was.
You stay there, Peter. We'll take some travel and we'll be back with you in 2 or 3 minutes. It's 10:15 now.